Okay, let's pray. Gracious Lord, you are a God who leads us oftentimes in places where, again, we're not so sure we know the way, and in places where we don't quite understand what it's all about. But at the same time, you assure us that even in the midst of what may oftentimes be our confusion, you continue to assure us that you are present, and that you are present with the fullness of your grace. We pray it in the name of the Holy One, Jesus. Amen. If you visit me in my house or sit in my car, you'll quickly discover that, as some of my relatives say, my radio is broken. And the reason that it's broken is the only station it plays is classical music. And every once in a while I have a relative that stomps into the room and changes it, which isn't good. So anyway, we listen to a lot of classical music, and oftentimes it's just in the background, not loud, it's just that noise back there, and then you'll hear something that sounds good and your ears perk up and listen. And once in a while, you will hear a piece of music on there by a composer named John Adams. And the title of that little song is "The Fast Ride on a Fast Machine." And that little puppy really snaps along. Now, I think of that when I pick up the Gospel of Mark, because it's that one small book in the Bible that really snaps along. And in the process of it moving so fast, as Tom Long, a theologian, says, you get all these huge, huge events, but they come to us with just no explanation. You just, all at once, there it is right in front of you, and immediately, as the Gospel of Mark says, you're on to the next one. Immediately, 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 it just keeps rolling along. So just kind of in a quick little survey to kind of refresh your memories, if you pick up the opening of the Gospel, you've got probably just one sentence. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Okay, you got it? Nothing about Mary and Joseph. Nothing about the birth story of Jesus, all his ancestors. Nothing there except a sentence. You jump on down, next story, and here we find this thing where Jesus is baptized by John in the Jordan. John had been out there on the road with a baptism for repentance, forgiveness of sins. Now Jesus is baptized, and all at once we hear something about his baptism, and now that's going to involve water and the Spirit. Understand it all? Mark doesn't tell you. We're on to the next story. Pretty soon we got disciples out on the street, and they're out by the shore, and they're doing their fishing. And Jesus comes along and says, "Follow me." And the boys take off and follow. And as one of my teachers always used to say, you know, it's people who don't really have their life together who, when they get an invitation like that, don't ask the two essential life questions: where are we going? And how are we going to get there? Somebody says, "Let's go out tonight." Well, where are we going to go? Whose car are we taking? It's a vital kind of life question. We need those answers for our security. Now, immediately today, we end up in the temple. Once again, the details are sparse. But a couple of things sort of start plunging through for us. It seems as if, at first, it's really a fine type of occasion. Jesus teaches, he reads. And in the process of that, the people begin to say something different about that. Here is one in our midst who teaches as one who has authority. There's a resonance. There's something tangible going on. But then all at once, it all blows apart. Some voice comes roaring out. They talk about it as a man with an evil spirit. And he interjects himself into the whole thing with sort of a strong attack on Jesus. He just cries out saying, you know, you've come to destroy us. You're the Holy One of God. We have some sense there of the upset. Peaceful day. Things going well. And all at once there's a stout, strong, bold challenge to the whole teaching and to the one who was the teacher. Now probably a lot of time is spent trying to figure out, was this a man or a person who was medical or had some great psychological issue and simply lost the whole... Amen.